Okay. Yesterday we discussed some of the perspectives of Postquim and the Last Generation regarding the question of video monitors, closed circuit TV, and video recordings on Shabbos and walking in front of an active video camera in those respects. Two other marmakamos that I saw since yesterday. Rav Vosner has a tshuva, Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Zayin, Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Zayin, in which he suggests. We were working with the assumption that according to most poskim, aside from that sefer we couldn't find that Shmir Shabbos was Mitzayin, according to most poskim, if you have an image that is captured on a screen or appears on a screen, that's not more than a derabbanan, that's not Mitzayin, that's not Ksiva Daraisa. Rav Vosner has the svara, this is Ke'en, what we quoted from the Minchas Chinuch about Nir Nidachas, but he says it in the context of a video screen that maybe even a image captured on a TV screen, a closed circuit TV screen on video would be a malacha d'oraisa because, or relevant potentially to the computer screen, because fundamentally that is capable of being miskayim long term. In Bashir Husham, it's miskayim. Something could happen to make an amiskayim, and you know that it's not going to last there. But Bashir Husham, under the circumstances, it is miskayim. So yeah, such a svara that maybe an image on a screen may be ksiva daraisa. One other mar makom, Rabbi Karp quotes from Avil Yashiv in Dr. Halperin's article, Rabbi Halperin's article that we looked at together yesterday. He was working with the assumption that seemed, well, he was working with the assumption that when we're talking about an image that appears on closed circuit TV, that's maybe a little bit less of a problem than an image that's recorded on video because there's more of a permanence in a recording where something, permanence of the image that's recorded on some medium to preserve it. Rabbi Karp quotes from Eliashiv the opposite. That when it comes to closed circuit TV, so you question Rav Yashiv, that we're now talking about a malacha deraisa because it's kelacher yad, it's not derech, it's a psikreish de lenichale, it's derech hilucho, the mice is not misyachis to you. So you don't have to be so concerned about walking down the street and being captured on a video camera unless it's the situation that we discussed yesterday. Where you dafka want to be captured on the video camera because that's the only way you'll get into the building. So maybe that becomes nichole, and that could be more of a problem. But some to walk down the street, even if you know that your image will be captured on closed circuit TV, that Rabbi Yashiv said you don't have to be concerned about. However, if you have a image that's going to be recorded, if you have a setup where there's no video screen, there's no TV screen on which the image is appearing. It's just going straight to some recorded medium. And no one would look at it anyway until after Shabbos, should someone need to retrieve the film. So that equals Rav Yashiv is better. That there's no ksiva at all. If it's the image is appearing on the screen, so then it's Einam Eskayim, but there's some form of ksiva that's potentially an Issa D'Rabbanan. If there's nothing appearing on a screen, it's just appearing on some kind of a tape, so then there's no kavana, there's no ksiva, he thinks, even midrabana. So he said, if you want to have some kind of video surveillance going on Shabbos, then it's better to cover the screen or to disable the screen rather. So that there's no image that's going to appear on the screen, and the only image will be on the film, on the video cassette, in the cloud, on the computer, wherever it's being recorded. So he thinks that that's less of a concern if it goes straight to the recording device and doesn't appear on any screen. Bashir Hashem. That's what Rabbi Karp quotes from Avil Yashiv, which is the opposite of what Rabbi Halpern was assuming. Okay. Let's move on to further applications or topics related to definition of kosev as far as miskayim on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham has a comment in Sifkatan Yud, Shin Mem Sifkatan Yud. As follows. He says it's mashma for one of the ksiva sugyas in Gittin, Daf Kaf, that if you affix, if you're tochev osios shel kesef al gabe beged, so you have letters that you are affixing to a garment, mikriksav, that's considered to be kosev. Yimkein, after the asir lasoso bishabbos. So you can't attach letters to a bag on a Shabbos. That is potentially a violation of kosev. So if you do that, that's kosev. But something less than that, meaning if you just put letters next to each other, but it's not attached to any medium, maybe that is not kosev. Ramosha points out, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, that in one sense, the Magen Avraham may be a relative chumrah, because even that case, he thinks it's not pashut. He quotes the Nishmas Avraham that disagrees. Rav Moshe's Nidon is about, they used to have in older shuls, a big display in the front of the shul where they would have the page that they're up to in the Siddur. So you'd have, let's say, three columns of display, and you'd have numbers 1 through 9 in each column, and then you turn that big number in each column to whatever page they're up to in the Siddur, so people would be able to follow along. So is there a problem of kosev if you're going to turn those numbers on Shabbos to get to the representation of the right page? So Rav Moshe starts by quoting this Magen Avraham. And he says, even the Magen Avraham's point itself is not so pashut, that maybe the issue of kosev, even the Rabbanan, is only if you're forming a letter. If the letter's already formed and you're just affixing it to something else, who's to say that that's necessarily kosev? So he questions Nishmas Adam to that effect, that disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He says it's true. We do pass on like the Magen Avraham. Mishabru quotes the Magen Avraham. But that's only if there's some chibor, if it's attached somehow to material. You take a letter and you are mechaber it, you're tochev it onto a beged. But if there's no real chibor, then even the Magen Avraham would agree there's no exposure of kosev. So Moshe thinks in this situation where there's no chibor of the paper with those numbers to any surface, you're just flipping the numbers in that, whatever it's called in the front of the shul. So that would not be a problem of kosev, even according to the Magen Avraham, that's not considered a chibor. So Rabbi Felder points out, so the Ashur in page 60, that if you have a bulletin board and you're affixing a number or a letter to a bulletin board, or you put two letters together in a bulletin board, that would potentially be kosev, because there you're mechaber it to a surface. And there's a real chibor. But to put letters together, as in a remote situation where there's no real chibor, that would not be a violation, even according to the Magen Avraham. So this is the distinction that Poskim discussed between Scrabble and Scrabble Deluxe. Leaving aside the propriety of playing games on Shabbos Bechlal, but as far as the local issue of whether there's any kosev concern with playing Scrabble, Shmir Shabbos writes in Perek Tezayin, which is a chapter on games on Shabbos, Seif Kaf Dalid, Mutter L'sachek B'mischake Osios V'tziyurim Shebehem Anichem Osios Ochelke Osios Ochelke Tmuna Zelitz Adzeh. So you can play with games where you put cards with letters or numbers or such representations or pictures next to each other to form a word. That is permissible. That's not kosev. As long as you don't put it in a frame. If you put it in a frame, then that's considered chibur. That's like the Magen Avraham's case of being tochev a letter onto a beged, that would be a problem. And then he says, "Ein lahatmid osios v'chelkei tzirin magnetiim leluach hamiyuch lekach." Well, delasim the karer. By the same token, he thinks that if you're going to put magnetic letters on a fridge next to each other, so that's a potentially form of kosev. That's analogous to the Magen Avraham's case that you're being mechaber the letters to a surface with some kind of a real chibur. So Scrabble Deluxe, where there's a misgera, there's a box for every letter that fits in, so that would be a problem. But Stam Scrabble, where there's no box, you just put letters next to each other, or bananagrams, would not be a problem according to the Shmir Shabbos, according to that distinction. The Deborah Tziner also talks about Scrabble. Shuas Ber Moshe, Chelik Vav, Simen Kav Vav, Chelik Vav, Simen Kaf Vav. So he makes the same basic distinction. He says, Chok Scrabble, Lefi Masha Shamati, as people tell me, Sheyesh Mehan Min Echa Shetokin B'chaskaha Osios Eitzel Zeb Osim Tebo Shlema Seyde Smichas Osios Ze Eitzel Zeb Vade Tov Mo Lamona Mizeb. So they tell me that there is a Scrabble Deluxe out there, so you should avoid that. Kizeg Gormim Zilzel B'kedusha Shabbos Gam Eitzel Tinokos. He adds that creates a Zilzel Shabbos. But beforehand, he had discussed the difference. If you have something with a chibur, that's a problem. So he has a Zilzel Shabbos concern. But Monopoly ain't lesser litinokos because there's no chibur there. The in this chak Scrabble gamkein ain't tochvim zeb zebachaska rapi rifyon tamid. So then that's like we discussed, that would be better. Then he talks about a game that sounds like Boggle. Yesh mischak betoch tavlov ayde mashes azima osios lakan lakan tinok yanik v'chakim yachal l'sadr tevos k'mo avri yisrael Yaakov. So you bounce on the letters, and if you have some talent, then you can make words out of those letters. So he says, "Any right, I think that's Boggle. Right. Any rov is eshom iser ki sosrim porkin osios tamid v'chein derech hamischak v'gam einim on derak b'rifim v'alma." Even though the Boggle that I remember actually has misgaret where the letter falls in, so I don't know if he's talking about the same Boggle, because he presents it as only omid b'rifyon. So I don't know if that's the Boggle that I remember. Seems more like Scrabble Deluxe. But the principle is that if it's only omeid berifyon and there's no permanence, there's no real chibor, then that would be mutter.
Is it a factor that it's only there for so short, for such a short amount of time?
It doesn't seem like it, because if you're putting, it could stay there for a long time. If you're playing Scrabble, it could, or even if you're playing Boggle, you could put it there and leave it there. You don't have to do the next round. So I think we look at whether it's in a state where there's some form of chibur. I guess maybe you could argue that if it's, even if there's a nominal chibur, but it's asoi to disrupt in a few seconds, so maybe that's also, that motor, maybe it means that, I don't know.
Also, is it so pasha that the putting in the misgeret of Scrabble Deluxe is equivalent to the Magen Avraham? Like a shirt, it's like a cloth, it's like actually attached to it now. But the ear, where it's just in it, like are there people who are makel based on that?
There are definitely people that are makel on magnets on the fridge or. So I don't know if that's the same as Scrabble Deluxe. Because the magnet on the fridge, I think, is less of a chibor because you just move it and it doesn't have a misgaret per se. I think we have a Willigus Makel and the magnets on a fridge. But yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't see anyone in print Makel on Scrabble Deluxe specifically. But again, this is all, you could draw the line in different places. So it's not necessarily clear where you should draw the line. You could definitely make an argument that even if there's something of a misgaret there, that's still not really permanent and not really attached. Definitely not the same way as the Magen Avraham. Okay. Shmir Shabbos also writes, where to go? In the same sif, Shmir Shabbos also writes that you shouldn't put together a jigsaw puzzle in a way that you're forming letters or words or pictures for that matter. He writes in footnote Samosayin Shemati from Shlomo Zalman, that's also considered like a misgaris, even though there's no frame per se. But if you're attaching pictures or letters, puzzle pieces to each other in a jigsaw puzzle, so that's a certain degree of chibur. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. That's, I think, what most puzzles can write in print. I saw B'Shem or Scheinberg. It was Makel on puzzles. This may also relate to what we'll talk about a little bit later, the machlokas regarding breaking up letters or forming letters on the side of a sefer, because that's part of what's going on with the jigsaw puzzle as well. Okay. The Rama writes in Seif Gimel, quoting from Mordechai, Aser lishbor ugos sheksuva salav kamin osios, afa pish ein mechavin rak lachila davi mochek. So you're not allowed to break cookies, cakes that have osios written on them, even if your interest and intent is only to eat it, because that is considered to be mochek. Mordechai is in the context of Yantiv, in the Rama, of course, here Lalacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Taz in Sifkaton Beis, so number one, just as there's a heter of derech achila when it comes to borer, and there are other malachas that don't apply derech achila, so why is it pashut? Why should you say that moche derech achila should be a problem? Because she came bazeh shu mekalkel, kevin she ain moche kamenas lechtov. It's derech kilko. It's definitely. And Mordechai admits that we're not talking about melacha deraisa because you're not be moche kamenas lechtov. So Mordechai himself writes that we're not talking about melacha deraisa, but he says it's still a melacha derabanan. But the Taz says even that it's mekalkel. It's not amenas lechtov. So it's not just shalom and as lichla, but it's derech kilko. You're destroying the cake. You're destroying the letters on the cake. So lam yehi aser derech achila. The ima iser mishum she'osa tchila ha'osios v'yodeya she'ishtabru b'shas ha'chila. Imzeh haya iser af b'katan yesh leser asiya kein davale sfinan v'yadayim. And if you'll say the reason that there is mochek is because you form the letters with the knowledge that this is what's going to happen. So it's not derakilko. So the Mordechai there said that if you have this cake with letters, you can't give it to Katan B'Yadayim, but a mitzuvin lafrisho, meaning by a gadol mitzuvin lafrisho, by a katan a mitzuvin lafrisho, because it's not such a clear iser. So the Taz says, if you can't have your cake and eat it too, if you think this is a problem, so you should have to be mafresh katan or mafresh katan even misir the rabbanon. So the Taz isn't convinced why, if this is derech achil and derech kilkol, there should be a problem even midir rabbanon. And the Dagom Rivava raises another question. We had referenced this Dagom Rivava earlier in a different context, but the Dagom Rivava writes, So, Lomi Bai, according to the Magen Avraham, that in general, we don't assume, like all things being equal, that a single Psik Reshe, a regular Psik Reshe, and Issa Durabanan is Mutter. M.K. Mochik said the Lava Manas lift of Iraq Issa Durabanan. M.K. Mishainim is Gavin Mutter. So lomi bai, if you assume that a regular psik reshe and a derabana is mutter, this is definitely a psik reshe and a derabana. There's no that's why we're going to say deraisa. Elafila dasamagad avram sham shafila b'yisa derabana and asir psik reshe. But even if you assume not the chumas hadashen that a regular single psik reshe and a derabana were machmir, mikol makom harei hechi she'eino miskavein u'makalkel v'osu kolachayad. But here, it's not just a regular vanilla psik reshe. It's a psik reshe derech kilkol kol achar yad. It's not the normal form of mochek, and it's derech kilkol. Kam magan avram atir sham, afilu b'psik reshe. V'mikol shekein kan, v'kulu isnehi, d'makakal hi, v'gam kol achar yad, d'ein derech mechika b'kach. V'mikol shekein v'ein o'shover b'yado, rak b'fiv derech achilaso. The Gami said the Rabbanan Shein Amanas lift up Shita Deinam Iskavein Murta Filu Bezekreshe. So here it's Derech Kilkol, it's Kalachar Yad on a Rabbanan. So even if it's Bezekreshe, it should be Murta. The Lachen Yerli Niestaiti says the Dagmar Vava Hatter Gamber Bedaver Zat. Lachen Kalacharanum Tamar Lishir Zat. Rak Shalom Malu Libam Lahakel Kevin Shizayasam Yipimaram Koran Lamornachai. So he says, really, Mikra Din, there's no need to be Machmir for this. The Midrash is to be Machmir out of covet for the Maram, who is the source of this halacha. Then he says, Nirlin Yastaiti, the Maram, Sham Nishal al Ugos Hatinokos, Shekosvin Aleim, Osios Vitevos, Eich Ochlin Osavin Hatinokos Biyantiv. His context was these cakes that they make with letters on Yantiv, for Yantiv, Ayin Shem and Mordechai, the Kevin Shekas of Ugos Hatinokos, the Hey Hayadia, Nirol Niyastaiti, Shayuragilim Lichta, Bekavana, Sheyochlu Liskula, Lishakem. Vim Kain, Zava Miskavain, Vilama Kalkel. Lachain Lo Hitir Rakli Tinokos. Ava binyan acher mutar afa gedolim, ba machri yachri l'atzmo, v'lo lachem. So Dag Levava comes up with this fascinating understanding of the Maharam and the Mordechai, that Bidiyuk Lashono, he's talking about Ugos Hatinokos, and his conjecture is that these letters on the Ugos Hatinokos were dafka written as some form of a skula with the intention that they be eaten. So then you can't call that derekilkel because that's what it was meant for. That's not Eino Miskaven. So there, it made sense to talk about being machmir. But stam, if you have letters on a cake, you have a birthday cake, and you write happy birthday, not because it's a skula to eat the letters, but I don't know, why do we write a happy birthday on cakes? Because there's some social convention. I don't think people's birthdays are any happier because you write happy birthday, but there's some social convention to write it, but it's not a school, and there's no toelis in eating it per se. So then he thinks, even according to the Maharam, it could be that there's no real concern. And the Dogma Revival concludes, if you want to be machmir, that's your problem, but Me'ikar Adin, he doesn't think there's any need. However, our minhag is like the Rama, as the Mishabrua says, in Sivkata and Yud Zayin, still Asid the Rabbanan, he quotes the Dagum Rivava. He says, V'yesh lisma chalav, kisha eno shover bimkoma osios biyado, rak bepiv derech achila, that you could be somech on the Dagum Rivava if you're just going to eat it, meaning you're not cutting the letters, you're just putting it directly in your mouth, eating a derech achila. So then, there the Mishnah Berurah says you could rely on the daglam revava. Where he quotes in the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah here, I didn't see the Chazon Ish inside, but he quotes in the Chazon Ish in Siman Samach Aleph that why is it better to eat it directly in your mouth? So then, if you eat a derech achila, that's a psik reisha de lo nichale betray the rabbana. That's more kelachar yad. It's shalom and aslichtov, kelachar yad. Is if you cut the cake, so that's not kelachar yad. That's a normal way of mechika. If you eat it directly and you're chomping on letters when you eat it, so that's more kelachar yad. And maybe that's a segregation del nichle trader about it. The Chazon Ish thinks, even if that's the case, Chazon Ish thinks that you should be machmer a segregation del nichle even on trader abanan, and he thinks he should be machmer even in that case. But the Mishnah Berurah at least is makel if you put it directly in your mouth, which I think is the more standard minhag ha'olam. But to cut letters in a cake lehedya, Mishnah Berurah thinks that we should be machmir, as the Rama says, based on this Maram. And that's what Shmir Shabbos writes as well in Perek Yud Aleph, beginning in Se'if Zayin. Shmir Shabbos writes that if you have a baked good with letters or pictures, you're allowed to eat it directly, even if you're going to chew up the picture, chew up the letters, but you're not allowed to cut the letters or the pictures in advance of eating them. Rama, Mishnah Berurah. But he says, if you have a biscuit and you have letters that are engraved in the biscuit, like the Israeli tea biscuits that have the name of the company on the biscuit, then you can break them even on the letters, even before you put it in your mouth. Why is that? So explains the footnote here, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. So first the Mishnah Berurah writes before that, in Sifkatan Tesvav, V'davka kishakos v'nalu ugos osios midavaracher. The problem that the Ramah is talking about is where the letters are written onto the cake with the icing, with another material. But if the writing is in the food item itself with the same material, part of the mold when you baked that cake, then that is mutter the ein shem ksiva lef. It's not moche because there's never kosev. To have kosev, you have to have some kind of substance that forms a letter on a material and a background on a different substance.
So, really, what's just practically the difference between just a practical example? The difference in those two?
Practical example is if you have a birthday cake and it says happy birthday there in icing, so then you can't cut those letters. If you have an Israeli tea biscuit, you can break the biscuit in two before you eat it. So what's that distinction? So Mishnah Berurah is explaining that if the ksiva is me'uga atzma, then ein shem ksiva leha, and if there's no shem ksiva, then there's no mechika. Now, why is that so? The Chazon Ish doesn't know why that's so. The Chazon Ish doesn't think it's so. He thinks that there is no such distinction between if it's written with icing or written in the biscuit itself. But what's the svara l'chalek? You know, why is it the Mishnah Berurah says that's not, there's no shem ksiva there. So why is that different than, let's say, engraving something or carving something into a piece of wood? Right? Why is carving something into a tea biscuit when you create the biscuit any different than any other type of chakika, which is kosev?
Well, with the biscuits, don't you have the idea that it's not like actually engraved, but the cookie is molded into that shape? So you're never actually writing, you're just baking in a shape that happens to be the same shape of letters.
You're saying when you make the cookie, there's a defus, and there's no separate action of chakika. It's when you're...
Exactly. Where
well, is that so? Meaning... Is that the case, or do you have like some imprint that you put into the mold when you're making the cookie?
It could be that it differs across like brands. I don't know. Like I think the tea biscuits that Rebbe was referring to, if I remember correctly, they're sort of engraved inwards into the cookie, whereas a cookie like a lotus cookie sort of pops out. So the lotus, I can't imagine they're putting another layer of cookie that says lotus on it. There must be a twist that makes it rise into that shape. Masha Inkain, the tea biscuits, it's possible that they're engraving inwards, although it's hard to imagine. I imagine they just have a twist that pushes inwards so that it's baked that way, you know what I mean? Rather than pushing outwards, that it rises that way.
So, you know, Shmuel Shabbos says that as far as this, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's chak tuchos on the cookie or chak erechos on the cookie, whether it's engraved in or bolaid out. So you're saying that's just the process. But it sounds like even if they were to engrave it as part of the defus after baking it, that still wouldn't be considered to be ksiva.
In Ochanami, I think that's the way the Shita appears first in the Magen Avraham. I think maybe it was the Maharash Halevi. It sounds like they're actually writing just with Guf HaDavar, and somehow the Guf HaDavar element makes it Naksiva.
Yeah, but it's not really any clearer in the Magen Avraham, is it? Doesn't really explain that that chiluk anymore. Davka kachikosin al ugo sosias midaver acher, but kachikosin mi uga asma, but for smidayim shari.
No, I don't have it in front of me. I definitely didn't think that he explained it more. I just thought it was clear that it's even talking about, or perhaps only talking about, when you do the writing afterwards.
We say when the ksiva is mehaguga atzma b'tfus o b'yadayim shari. If the ksiva is from the cake itself, b'tfus o b'yadayim, either with the mold or you're creating it yourself with your hands on that cookie, then that's mutter.
Yeah, so because it's set up in contrast to when you're writing with a different thing, it's made it sound like you were writing with part of the cake. I don't know. It may not be a precise read, but...
In the Sefer, this Rabbi Yitzchak Adler from Ofakim, Hakosev Amochik, he's by the way the same problem. He says, why is this any different than Ksiva Yidei Chakika? Right? Ksiva Yidei Chakika is Kosev. So he quotes from the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, you can mechalek between Chakika in wood and in a cake, where the osios are made from the isa, the oda isa. What does he mean? That it's more amorphous material? Then he goes to chayada lamechas dalid. That is considered Eina Miskayim al Eina Miskayim. Eina Miskayim al Eina Miskayim. And even though that should also be Aser Midarabana Mishim Kavod Onik Shabbos Al Gazru, Okay, I didn't really have time to work this out. So Blin Eder will try to look into this a little bit more before the next year and report back. But it wasn't so clear to me, and we'll have to look at these other marmakomos, what the svar of the skillet is, that if the letters are for the same material as the food, that what the Mishnah Berurah calls the Magen Avraham from the Rashi Levi, that is mutter. Again, the Chazon Ish takes issue with that. He doesn't think there should be any chilek, and he's makir across the board. But I think Minhag HaOlam is like the Mishnah Berurah on the biscuit, that you could break a biscuit even if you're not just putting it into your mouth straight. So Blin Neder will try to look into that and see if we can get some more clarity before the next year.
I mean, yeah. Would the Mishnah Berurah be makel if the cake is already broken, that you still have derech achila on a broken piece? Let's assume that you're not doing the breaking on Shabbos.
It's broken where? I mean, the problem would be if you're breaking any letter, potentially. So even if one letter is broken, if you're going to break another letter, that's weiter mochek.
Right, but I'm saying, whatever the case is, that you could take the whole thing and put it in your mouth and break the cookies, break the letters through your mouth. Right. So we're assuming that the only breaking is that's going to occur in my case is through your mouth. It's just that, let's say it's a cake. So you already cut a slice of cake before Shabbos, and now you have a cake with letters in the same fashion that the Mishnah Berurah allows you to eat, let's say, the whole cake. Could you now eat that slice that you wouldn't have been allowed to cut on Shabbos?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah would say, if you put it straight into your mouth, that would be fine across the board. The problem is cutting it in advance of putting it in your mouth.
Right. So I don't want to get too far ahead here, but Lidi Dun, who are no kid like the Mishnah Berurah, that you could do the Derech Achila if you're not breaking the cake. And also, right. If we assume, like, I assume we're going to get to the Ramah by the books. If we assume that there is Kirv and Richuk, that's Svara. So if Kirv and Richuk is going to allow us to cut the cake and Derech Achila is going to allow us to eat the cake, then there shouldn't be any case that's Usser.
You're saying if we're makel on Kiruv HaRichuk, no, that's only true if it's already cut. Meaning, that'll only help you if the cake's already cut and you're putting it back together, then separating it again. If it hasn't yet been cut and now you're cutting it. So that's a problem independent of the machlokas Raman Levush about the sefer. No,
I don't know. For the Ramah, who's making on the sefer case, isn't the cake case the same nida?
So not necessarily. Let's hold off on that for a couple minutes, yeah. And maybe we'll circle back.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that's a good segue to that Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yud Zayin that we just started goes on to discuss this issue. Sefer Shekasav Alav Barashe Chudei Dap of Osi Osoteva. So you have a Sefer and you have letters written on the what's the English word for Chudei Dap of? Is there an English word for that? This part of the sefer, what's it? Is there a word for that? I don't know. Okay. Do we know? I'm sorry. What did you say, sir?
Edge.
The edge of the book. Okay. The edge. Okay. So if you have letters written on the edge of the book, Yesh also in the pasuk of Lenala b'Shabbos. That's Levush, who writes Kosh Hashanah Mechatas. Aval Das Rama B'Tshuva L'Hakel B'Zeh. V'chein Das Harbei Achronim. So, what is the base of the Tshuva Sarama? Tshuva Sarama Simin Kuf Yud Tes. You say jokingly that this is a Ramah l'shitaso, that the Ramah, a different tshuva, writes that he would read books of general literature on Shabbos afternoon when everyone else was taking their walks. So Mistami took the books out of the library, and the library books had writing on the edge. So it's a Ramah Lishitaso about how he spent the Shabbos afternoons. But either way, the Ramah writes in Shuvas Ramah Simin Kuf Yutes regarding this question of the library book. So first, he has Kamet Stadim Lahachmir. And then he says, nope, Yesh Limso Heter in this case. Number one, if it's something that's meant to be opened and closed, that's not considered to be derech mechika. And he has a couple of rights for that. Number one, the din, hakosev albeiz luchei pinkas, v'nagin zeh imzeh chayiv. That if you write two letters on two tablets, and you can read the two letters together to form a word, even though the letters are written on two separate pieces of paper, that's a melacha deraisa. If it's on two dape pinkas ve'enag in zemzev, it's on two pieces of paper, they're not read together, that is pater. Says Rashi, aluche pinkas shel chenvanim, ke'ein osan shel sochrim, she'esh lehem luchim harbe chakukim v'tochim b'shabbas. We're talking about these tablets of the merchants. So if you have letters written on the edge of the respective tablets and they're read together as one word, that would be a melacha d'oraisa. That's the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So says the Ramah, why does the Tana have to tell you the din that you're writing on two pinkuses and the two letters on the two pinkuses could be read together? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me a chiddush that you have two letters that are already written and they're on two sides of a book or two sides of a door, and there are two sides of the pinkus, and you're opening and closing the pinkus in such a way that beforehand the two letters are far away from each other. Now they're going to be next to each other, and that should be a problem of kosev. So if it was the case that being mekarev osios to each other is a malacha deraisa, so then the Mishnah should have given you that then. And don't tell me that it's only us or me, the Rabbanon, because then the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is coming to distinguish between a Malacha the Rais and Malacha the Rabbanon, so then the Mishnah should have given you that example as a Malacha the Rabbanon. That's Raya number one. And then Raya number two, the Gemara Vayter over there in Kuf Dalet, Kosev Os Achas B'Tveria, Yos Achas B'Tzipori is Chayiv. So if you write one letter in Tveria, one letter in Tzipori, that's a Malacha D'Araisa. Sivahi Elashem B'Chusarin Kreva. The Gemara says that's considered to be a valid Siva, even though the letters are not yet next to each other. The Gemara asks, "Vatanan, kasev al shnei kosel yabayis, val shnei dape pinkas ve'enag in zenza pater." That if you write on two walls and they're not written and they're not read together, you're pater. So if you write in two different cities, you're chayiv. If you write on two different walls, you're pater. Hasa b'chusar ma'isa dekreva, hacha lo b'chusar ma'isa dekreva. So when it comes to the letter Bitsipar Bitveri, at least the way Rashi explains, it's easier to be Makar than to each other as opposed to two walls that are not easily moved. So says the Ramah, but before you move them together, that's not considered to be Mechus or Maisa. So if you have two letters that are ready written, one in Sipari, one in Tveria, you mekar them together, that's not a melacha. So by the same token, if they're together and you separated them, that shouldn't be a melacha mochek either. So the Ramah thinks, and the Ramah makes an assumption that others are choligan, but all the rayas that the Ramah brings, and this might be what the Magen Avraham writes, is if Katan Aleph, Magen Avraham disagrees with the kula of the Ramah and the Magen and Tshuva, and the Magen Avraham thinks that the Machmir like the Levush, and he says the rayas of the Ramah are not mechrachos, so he doesn't explain why, but all the rayas that the Ramah brings are from Kirov and Richuk Osius. So the Ramah establishes or demonstrates that separating letters or being Makarv letters in and of themselves doesn't constitute a Melacha, Mochek, or Kosein. But that doesn't necessarily prove that breaking up letters isn't considered to be Mechika. He makes an assumption that whatever raya you can bring from being makarev independent osios together is also relevant to being makarev chelke osios. And that's I think that's part of what the Avnei Nezer discusses in Simon Reish Yud. He writes, right, I think that's part of what he raises, that separating a letter into two pieces or joining two pieces of a letter together isn't the same as being makarev and merachek two osis. Either way, the Ramah makes that equation assumes that both are the same, and therefore there's no malach involved if you have something that is omed to be opened and closed, or broken up and then put back together, that there isn't even a melacha drabanan involved. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Behem Sheikh, who we just left off, he quotes the Ramah, he says, many achronim assume like the Ramah, the Taz does, not the Magen Avraham, the Tamam, they came to Asi Linaval of Tawach Tamid, Leka Ba Mishum Mechiko Ksiva, Tamid, the Einbo Mishum Binyan Ustira. Which is not exactly the language of the Ramah himself. And he says, "V'chena minig to be mekel mikol makom nachon lahachmir kishiyesh lo sefer acher." But if you could avoid opening the library book on Shabbos, then better to avoid it. So nikra din, we assume like the Ramah and Tshuva, but better to avoid the issue. Ramosha talks about a related application of this in Yaradeya Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Hay, Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Hay, that if you have a ripped page from a sefer and you want to put the two pieces of the page back together, he says maybe that's okay even according to Levush. Because in this case, if you can make out the letter that's broken without the second piece, so maybe there isn't any tikkun that's really affected by putting the two pieces back together. So lo mibayi, according to the Ramah, he thinks even according to the Levush, we have a sefer where you could make out the missing word where it's broken, even without putting it back together. Maybe that would be okay, even according to the Levush. So Ilan, let's go back. What were you? What did you want to say?
So Ephraim and I were in discussion on that question that I was asking before. We were under the impression that if you assume like the Ramah, either make or din, or whatever the case may be, that you could just as easily cut a cake because kirav rechagosios, malia fullos, malia halfos, according to the Ramah, if you assume like that. So what's the problem with cutting a cake? And I don't know, I think in the Tshuva of Ramah, we read through the Tshuva, I may not be remembering the right thing, but I think the Ramah is machmir when there's like mamish, I guess mechika mina oilam, I think was his lashon. But if you're mamish destroying the letters and being mechala them from the world, then it'd be a problem. And so maybe we were under the impression that the Ramah is not so much in favor of actually eating the cake. Because once you eat the cake, then you're destroying the letters completely. So we thought then if you're mitzarev, the kirv aricha gosios to cut it. And the Ramah wants to be machmir about eating it, according to our understanding, but you have the Mishnah Brura, then you could do whatever you want with the cake, according to our kulos. It's sort of like a tsiroshitos, I guess.
The Ramah's kula in Tshuva about kirav richok is where the letters were already broken, or there's already a meaning in the library book letters. It's something that's usy to open and close all the time. So basically, the letters are open close. In the cake, the letters are all mitzuraf, and that's the default position until you cut them.
Right. So I think that the presentation, the achronim of the Ramah, varies from achron to achron. But if you look in the Ramah, I mean, I think you see both svaras of the Ramah. He has a svar of asur lekach, and he has a svar of kirv arichuk. So we were under the impression that the asur lekach svara is what gets you the little breaking in the letters, and you know, it's opening and closing. Is mitzarev the chelkei osios and merachik the chelkei osios, but the kirav arichuk svara just seemed to be, you know, tzipori tveria, any which way in which you want to separate letters that already exist, whether by taking the whole letter or whether by taking half of the letter, according to that svara, would be the same as cutting the cake. Meaning,
so then when is there ever an issur of mechika?
Well, according to the Ramah, there's an Isser of Mechika when you're Mechala, the Osios Min Olam, right? So let's say you write letters. Let's say you have letters on a page, right? You write Shimon on a page. So to cut in between the letters, in theory, should be fine, according to the Ramah.
Because there's just pure verifikar.
Even to cut on the letters, yeah, potentially. And then the only way would be Osir, I mean, assuming that, like, you know, a paper made eraser is Mochik Doraisa. So then to take that and erase it would be Mochik.
You're saying, according to Tshuva Sarmasha, come out that breaking up a letter is never a problem with mechika.
That's the way we understood. I think also Rebbe's point about the book, when you write your name on the book, I don't think anyone would say that you're writing a million chelkei osios. You know, that, let's say for my own name, the stripe that you make in going upwards in the eye is right. A million pieces of I, or the number of pages of I. You know, you wrote a letter, and then the fact that it's asui lekach is what makes it break up and reassemble into a million pieces or one piece. But the svar of kirav arichuk osios is that you can move letters around if they're already extant. There's no problem of moving osios. And if you assume the loker of Shlomo Zalman, then that applies to chelkei osios as well. Mm-hmm. So again, for the Mishnah Brura himself, it's not a problem because he doesn't allow kirav arichuk osios. And for the Ramah, it's not a problem because he doesn't allow michui mina ola. But like Yidan, who are noke like their mother, you could do kirvarich kosios. And noke like the Mishnah Berurah that you have there, chachila. So you could eat a cake without cutting it like the Mishnah Berurah. And you could cut a cake like the Rama, and you could subsequently eat it based on the Mishnah Berurah. So how do you ever have a case of a cake that's us?
So what's the psak of the Rama in his Hagan Shulchan Aruch of asr l'chaver uga? That's only to obliterate it?
I think that's the kirkasha. I don't know. Meaning, when is it ever asked? Yeah, I guess you could say to obliterate it. Meaning, in a chanami, because we're saying a tsirfotios cha. So for the Rama, you would say the machamina olam. Although that's a little hard to say. That doesn't really seem to be the case of the
right. Doesn't seem to be the context of the Maharam and the Mordechai.
Right, but even the Maharam and the Mordechai, I think, is a little bit difficult to understand. Is the case of the Maharam Kipshuto, is that a case where you're breaking the cake, or is that a case where you're eating it without breaking it? There seem to be different implications in the Sekelim, and
right.
I think the Dagom Ravava had a Kol Shekein. I think Kol Shekein, when you're breaking it with your hands, that was mashma that you're eating it.
Right, normally. The Dagom Ravava definitely understood that we're talking about eating it. That's correct. So, but it's not...
According to that, I mean, again, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah seemed like the Dagom Ravava, but how could the Mishnah Berurah say, when you have derech achila, it's totally fine? That's the Iker case, according to the Dagom Ravava. So maybe that's not the Iker case, according to the Mishnah Berurah, but...
Right. And the Mishnah Berurah likes the Dagom Ravava because he says you could rely on that where it's all the same material. Where you're eating it.
Right.
Okay, I don't think, I have to treasure this through again in light of what you're saying. I don't think that's how the Shuvah Sarma is generally understood, like you're saying. But let me look at it again and try to give it some more thought.
Sounds good. Okay. Shkach, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let's end here for today. Let's try to give a little bit more thought to the question of the kula of where the writing is in the same material of the cake, and the parameters of the robust position in tshuva here. And then next time we'll just wrap up with a couple minor related nekudos, and then move on to shtari adyotos, which is a sugya working off the Mishnah and daf kuf mem ches. I'll try to bli neder send more marmer kombos at least for Tuesday. A Wednesday, I think I'd have to give shiur at the end of Seder, if that's okay. So Mitzvah Hashem will meet next Wednesday, I think 5:15, 5:30. We'll be in touch, and we'll take it from there. So everyone should have a good Shabbos, good Yontif, safe trip to San Diego, Brian.
Thank you. Shabbos, Yontif.